Going to talk now to Richard Scorer, head of the abuse department at the Lawyers Slater and Gordon, who's representing some of the victims in the inquiry. Good morning.
Good morning.
And in fact, two of your clients were speaking yesterday, weren't they? What did they want to get across?
Well, they gave very powerful evidence about not only about the abuse, but also about the failure of the school to deal with it at the time. And I think that where we need to get to in these situations is that where abuse is known about or suspected within an institution or within a setting like this, we need to ensure that it's reported externally and investigated independently of the setting where it occurs, because within these institutions you have so many pressures for reputational protection, and the people who are doing the investigating may know the people that they're investigating. So you've got to take it out of that setting and ensure that any knowledge or suspicion of abuse is investigated independently, and that's where we need to get to.
And how do you ensure that that happens?
Well, the problem we have at the moment is that we have a lot of guidance saying that that allegations or concerns about abuse should be reported externally to the local authority designated officer, the LADO. But that's only guidance. It's not a mandatory requirement. So what we need, in my view, is a mandatory reporting law that says where this is, where knowledge or suspicion of abuse arises in one of these settings, that it has to be reported externally. It's not a choice. It's something that has to be done. And then it can be investigated independently of that setting. That's the key thing.
I suppose that is based on the assumption that people in authority know that the abuse is going on in the first place.
Well, we've seen many cases across the National Abuse Inquiry, which is sitting at the moment, of cases where people did know or suspect that abuse was going on and there was a failure to report it externally. So we do need to get to that position where there is this mandatory requirement.
And we heard from Ian Pace there the idea that music schools, music education is particularly vulnerable because of the kind of one-to-one teaching that happens.
Yes, it is. It is particularly vulnerable, and there are particular factors within musical education that can be misused and exploited by abusers. And of course, we also have the boarding school aspect of some of these schools where children are in an enclosed setting and away from their families, so may be more vulnerable to abuse in that sense. But of course, it's also true to say that across the inquiry, we've seen a whole range of institutions where abuse occurs, and the key thing in order to avoid cover-up of this and in order to avoid institutions dealing with these matters in-house is to mandate that it has to be externally reported and investigated independently of the setting where it occurs.
We have had a statement from the current head of Cheatham's, Alan Jones, and he says, "What I heard today has been shocking and distressing, and it's clear that serious errors of judgment were made at the school." And he says his task now is to make sure that they learn all possible lessons from what we've heard today. I mean, what lessons do you think more generally could be learned by head teachers?
Well, obviously, I hope that Cheatham's continue to work to improve their safeguarding, and obviously all institutions need to do that. But we also need to make sure that whistleblowers are supported in these situations. And the way to do that is to have a mandatory reporting requirement, as indeed we have in a number of other areas of the criminal law. For example, with money laundering, I, as a lawyer, have a duty to report if I think a client is involved in money laundering. I don't have a choice about it. I have to do it. And if I don't report it, I would go to jail. So, you know, we need to have that mandatory obligation in relation to child abuse as well.
Richard Scorer from Slater and Gordon, thank you.